Hello, everyone. I'm Ursula York, the founder of Work Alchemy. Welcome to this audio of my most popular blog post, Do You Have Enough Impact? To set the stage for you, impact isn't just for social entrepreneurs anymore. It's for any business owner who wants to have a positive effect on the world around them, building strong businesses by creating value for their clients, their team members, and the larger world. So let's go right into the blog. Do you have enough impact? At the beginning of every workday, what do you think about? Your get-to-do list? A problem that needs to be solved? What if you started every day thinking about the impact you're having? What if you started every day thinking about the impact you could have? Every business owner has impact. You have impact on your clients by what you offer and how you offer it. You have impact on your team. That's only the beginning. If I had more than enough money in my business, I would create ways to help other people who want to start a business, said Agnoletti. She had just completed part of the Big Why process that I do with my coaching clients. She realized that her impact could extend considerably beyond her own and her family's economics. I would travel to London. I would build an orphanage for kids whose parents have died from AIDS. I would start homework programs for kids so they have somewhere constructive to go after school and get support for their education. I would send my kids to a better school. Earlier this month, I spent a week in South Africa and had the privilege of sharing what I know about being a successful entrepreneur with Agnoletti and others. Though I was there to coach, I learned so much myself. I also got very inspired about the impact we can each have in our business and our lives. The organization I was working with, the Good Work Foundation, is challenging and changing education in rural South Africa. Kate Grock, the GWF CEO, leads staff in what's becoming a global vision, revolutionizing the how, what, and who has access of education so that people can reach as high as they choose in their own lives and beyond. The energy at GWF is contagious. Excitement for what they're doing and what they see for the future. Lives are being profoundly changed. People are lifted up and they're creating their own impact. I've been thinking a lot lately about the impact we each have in the world, about legacy, about ways we can up the ante and do more, do things that really matter without it being a burden or just one more to-do. This experience in South Africa has completely inspired me. The staff, the students in their programs, people with limited resources creating positive change, and all of them challenging themselves to create more. You don't have to live in South Africa to have impact. You can be anywhere, and your impact can be anything you choose. Wouldn't you like to know that you're making this planet a better place? Whether you choose to do that in your family, your business, your community, or beyond, it's all doing a service that ripples out and out and out. There's no end to what's possible when you allow your vision to open and take action to have your own impact. I'd like to share more stories of impact with you, and I will. I'm preparing a podcast series right now that you'll hear more about in the near future. In the meantime, let's start you thinking about the impact that you, yes, you, could have. I want to support you to do that in the best way, which means starting with encouraging you to have your own vision. Here's a brief version of the Big Why process that entrepreneurs do in my workshops. Ask yourself these questions in turn and write down your answers to get the most out of the exercise. Don't be concerned with what's practical. Don't worry about how you could do it. Write down whatever comes into your mind and just let those responses come. So let's begin with the first question. If you had more than enough money from your business to cover all the business expenses, including your pay, what would you do with it? So take a moment and just write down whatever pops in your mind in answer to that question. And you can stop the recording here to do that. Next is your biggest why, question two. If you had as much money from your business as you could ever possibly imagine, what would you do with it? So take a moment and just record that too. Write that down. And write down whatever comes to you. Don't worry about what's practical. Just whatever pops into your mind is what you can record right now. And you can shut off the recording to give you a chance to do that, to write that down. Feeling expansive? The entrepreneurs I've done this with find my big why process incredibly energizing and heart-opening. Once you've answered the questions, check in with yourself. How do you feel? Pretty damn good, I'll bet. You'll feel even better when you continue to remind yourself of this vision. You'll see new opportunities pop up, and they'll come from unexpected quarters. And when you start to act on those opportunities, wow, the energy will be amazing. Your big why vision will carry you through challenges, some difficult times in your business that we all have. Your big why vision will offer you the chance to realize your own potential, to have the impact that only you can have. It doesn't all have to be done at once, and it doesn't even have to be big by anyone else's standards. It just has to be big and meaningful to you. There's nothing you can imagine that's not possible in some form. You wouldn't be able to imagine it if it weren't. How you're going to do it is probably unknown at the moment, and that's okay. You'll find out how. So let's start, okay? Pick one thing from your vision to share with someone you trust. Talk about it in as much detail as you can see. Write down or draw what you envision. Then do one thing to start bringing it to life. You can have more impact if you choose. What does your impact look like? I want to leave you with more than just this reading. If you want to have impact, you need to take action. So here are some steps to get you started, an alchemy assignment. The first step to have more impact is to answer the questions in the article. So set aside time to do it, at least 15 minutes. And if you have more time, that's great. If not, you can always add to it later. So find a time when you won't be interrupted, and in fact, make sure of it by finding quiet space on your own. Once you've answered both questions, pick one answer to question number two and add more detail. Write down every detail, draw it if you prefer, or even video your answer if you're more comfortable doing that. Then share it with someone you trust who will encourage you. Then every morning, look at your big why and ask yourself, what can I do today that will move me closer to realizing this vision? All big things are begun by doing small things. Your impact will grow as your small things add up. If this article has ignited your desire to have more impact and you'd like to talk with me about realizing your vision, email my team at info@workalchemy.com. That's info@workalchemy.com, and we'll set you up. Thanks so much for being here, and keep that positive energy going in your business so you can have your own impact.